It's like the first time you've been on this thing, or what?
You know?
I mean, I'd understand this other
guy. I remember the first
here.
Time I was on Council Cast.
Yeah, I understand the new guy having troubles here, but I don't know about anybody else.
Somehow he's ahead of you, though, Logan.
He is. Is it not?
We're live anyway. We're just sitting here waiting on you, Logan. We're alive. We're alive.
What's going on?
What's going on? Logan going doesn't on? Care. Huh? We're just waiting for you.
Usually,
I'll post this on my Facebook page. Oh, friendly reminder to anyone who hasn't set up double authentication on Facebook. You better do that if you want to be able to post to any pages you manage.
Because, I don't want to post at all.
Yeah, what if I don't
want
to post?
Because a bunch of our clients' stuff stopped posting because I hadn't double authenticated. We have a third-party publishing program that publishes posts for us. We had everything scheduled in there. All the dates were supposed to go out. Things stopped posting. And people are like, why isn't it posting? And I'm double-checking and trying to figure stuff out. And the company that we're working with is like, I don't know. Have you tried refreshing your connection? I was like, yeah, like 1,000 times. Anyway.
That's handy.
Now you know.
I wonder if the other Council Cast is going to be doing a show tonight too.
You know what? We should message them.
They've got, they have 2 videos up now. Oh, not a new episode though.
All have camera or not tonight.
That's fine. Let's start the episode.
We're doing it anyway. All right. Welcome
to
the Council.
Do it live.
Welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 167, being recorded on May 18th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Fart, poop, and boobs is what he means to say.
With little background okay. And next to no expertise. We may talk about art. I don't even know what you said anymore. But it doesn't matter because all Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. And we are joined by a time traveler this evening. We have Dave from about 10 years ago.
Hey,
welcome
Dave.
To the show.
I went back in time so I could write that like 600-page article on something that I forget what I was supposed to write it on.
I'm glad I know the sound of your voice because I do not recognize you at all.
That's due in like 20 years now because I've gone 10 years in the past.
That sounds about right. All of our video watchers will be very confused. I'm not sure. Maybe they won't be because if you're using your brain, you might be able to use neural implants to write things now.
Shut the front door.
So I think this was one of Logan's pitches from a while ago. Because they talked about when we talked about...
Are you getting royalties on it?
Not yet.
I'm not telling
We're
you.
Working on that. but yeah, actually... Go ahead, Brian.
That was my pitch.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was my pitch.
We can check the archives. Hold on.
That are already real.
Oh... No, I pitched that you just talk and your pen writes, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You pitched
you did do that.
Talking.
And then Logan wanted it to be directly linked to the brain like this thing is.
Yeah, pretty much. So this apparently is a neural
implant
that allows paralyzed people to imagine writing, and it will actually write it out for them, I guess. And apparently, people can hit up to 90 characters per minute with a 99% accuracy. That's pretty dang good. That's better than me typing on my own.
Not bad. Not bad, yes.
Brian did pitch mesh my brain with a computer, but has 10,000 electrodes. That's the only... The only pitch that we have that has brain in it.
archived.
It's sad that I would not be able to try this because I'm not paralyzed.
Okay, we have a couple of musk. Logan, a device that can read your mind and have it control your computer, maybe embed into your head, or a weird earpiece.
But I was the one.
Logan, a mind system to type on the computer so you don't have to use my fingers must be Bluetooth. Those are our mind.
Okay, now wait pitches. A minute. We've been making these pitches to Elon, and he made this thing, didn't he?
I'm sure. Why not?
Well, doesn't it say that?
No.
Elon Musk's Neuralink has been making waves.
Isn't that part of the article, you're right.
Blaine?
I didn't actually read that part.
It's the first sentence.
What, do you read the first sentence?
That's all I read.
I just skipped like five in.
So wait.
So he took our ideas.
He took one of our ideas.
Success. We've been pitching him this crap for years.
Oh, I already know the title of this episode.
Where are our royalties? I think this is actually pretty cool. I mean, they talk about this being not yet ready, but basically a clinically viable system. So, I mean, it's possible this is going to start showing up sooner rather than later for people to start using. So, although
do they have to drill a hole in your head to get these electrodes connected?
Well, based on this picture, it looks like they just have like a big plug that they stick into your head.
Hello, world. That's what that person's getting ready to write. Or hello, women. Or hello, weirdos.
How did this happen to me? I've got things stuck in my head.
Hello, wombats.
Hello, wombats.
Hello, wiggles. Oh, what if this person just met the wiggles? He's pen pal with the wiggles.
It's pretty incredible.
You're sitting there just thinking, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on...
So I'm reading about this. So does this actually read what your brain is saying? Or it actually says that it's trying to... You have to actually imagine writing it.
So you can't just the video.
Think
That's
a
good
word.
Fail safe.
You can't just think a word, so yeah, you can't just see I have that showing up on the screen, but you actually have to
think. Oh, it's to help with paralysis.
You have to actually imagine your hand writing it. I guess what would happen if you were paralyzed and you never wrote something? Do you think this would work?
That's what I was thinking.
You can still are you saying the people who are paralyzed don't have imaginations, Blaine?
Yes. They can't imagine.
Now hold on,
folks.
It's called the Think System. If you can think it, you can do it. Now let's pick up those instruments, boys.
This guy's got terrible handwriting.
His imagination does, but if you
his imagination has terrible handwriting. He has horrible.
He wrote all of the letters at the same time.
You can imagine anything, and you imagine that.
He's just practicing. Gosh, has your imagination ever written things on a computer? I didn't think so. Why am I the only person sticking up for this guy? You know what? Thumbs down to all of you for being mean to him because he's trying really hard.
I'm giving it a thumbs up for taking our idea and turning it into something you can buy tomorrow.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah. Thumbs up for taking our idea.
Thumbs up.
I'm walking on sunshine.
No. Which is what a bat might say if it was raised in a helium-rich environment.
A bat would say it much higher.
It'd say, no! apparently. Some researchers did a experiment on bats to basically see how messed up can we make bats fly. So
that's rude.
Yeah, I know, right? So speaking of people who can't see things, bats, as you know, don't have eyes or can't see, I would say.
Actually, bats have very good vision.
And they use echolocation for figuring out where to go.
Unless they're high on helium and they have no idea what they're doing. This whole experiment is completely ridiculous because they've used so much helium. The bat, who knows what the bat's doing? The bat's stoned. He's out of his mind with helium exposure. It's a real thing. Helium. Look it up. Helium exposure.
So yeah, I guess if he was high, he was high. I guess I really don't know. All I know is that they messed with the bats. So the idea here is that they actually were trying to figure out, you know, in order for a bat to know how far away something is with echolocation, yeah, it must know, yeah, how fast its sonar travels through the air.
Yeah.
So therefore, they were like, well, does a bat know, like, does it just inherently know how fast the speed of sound is in the air? Or does it, like, learn it over time?
It's trial and error.
And so what they ended up doing is they raised some bats in helium, in a helium environment, and another set of bats in regular atmosphere. And they, once they grew up, I guess, they said, hey, let's switch you around and see what happens.
And then they started throwing stuff at the bats to see who could dodge it the fastest.
Yes.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That's what they'd say to them every time.
Actually, they said if you can dodge a wrench, you can land on a branch.
So, since clearly you read this and none of the rest of us did, can you tell us if it worked? I mean, they've proven something, or are they just still guessing?
Basically, they proved that they don't know.
Great.
I knew it.
Thumbs up for research.
So here's what they said is that at the end they said it was true. Basically, a bat's knowledge of the speed of sound appears to be locked in place. So even the ones that were raised in the helium environment were having issues landing. Basically, so something was off. But they also said it's not for sure because the bats in the experiment often failed to land properly, and that could be due to the differences in aerodynamic lift produced by the pressure changes. Basically, your lift in helium is different than your lift in normal air. So,
good job, Warwick. They breathe in helium all their lives.
Well, unfortunately, that wasn't part of the experiment, was they did not test and see if it raised the pitch of echolocation. And that could have messed it up, too.
Logan, would it? Yeah.
This isn't really science at all, is it?
Speed of sound would be different through helium than through...
It's just an excuse to get grant money so they could all drink at work.
That's probably true.
And this whole thing was orchestrated by the Elon Musk Foundation. It's in the first sentence. What? Did you read that, Blaine?
Nope, I didn't read the first sentence.
Yeah. They all took turns volunteering just to, like, live in the helium chamber with the bats so that they could just also get their own helium exposure. Yeah, great.
They had a great
awesome
time. They had a great time. I'm gonna say thumbs down. I don't really understand what the point is. They got.
I'm gonna give it one of these.
Wasted helium on a bunch of bats. Isn't helium like a element
rare
that's going away?
I don't know.
Rarer. Yeah, very rare.
Very rare. You know, I actually give it a thumbs up. For. They should have checked to see if the bat's pitch went up.
Did it?
We don't know. They should do that. I mean, thumbs up for doing another test to test that. How about that?
Yeah, you know, I want to know about that more than I want to know about, like, bats already have, like, a high screech on helium. I'm wondering if it is, like, a dog whistle and you just can't hear them at all.
That would be a real research.
That's
going to
keep me up all night. Wow. Okay.
Why don't you buy some bats and some helium and find out?
Okay. Done.
And come back to us next week. Yeah.
If I film it, it's on the business card.
That only makes sense to me. You know, something that doesn't work as good as bats and helium, though, is all of your smart devices not working together. It's just about as bad. And there is a new smart home standard called Matter, which is apparently going to fix all of this for us.
But does it even matter?
It sounds pretty cool.
I don't know.
Low blood
actually,
pressure.
Yeah, so I think this is kind of interesting because, you know, you've got a whole bunch of smart home devices out there today. You got, you know, your Apples, your Googles, your Zigbees, your Amazons, your whatever else is out there. None of them
and
work
Texas
together.
And Texas Instruments. Oh, man. You're going to be able to get your calculator to spell boobs by talking to your Google Chromecast?
Only
Booyah.
If you imagine writing it out.
Hey, Blaine.
Yes.
Helium can cause low blood pressure, trouble breathing, irregular heartbeat, blurred vision, chest pain, weakness or paralysis, bluish lips, coughing up blood, seizures, and loss of consciousness.
How long
just
did
for
take?
Those
did you kidnap
listeners
a
who
or
are,
something?
I don't know. Anyway,
can you try it? Can you just, sit in a can you set up a helium rich environment and sit in it and tell us how what happens next week?
Yes, I would be happy to do that. I will get
check
a helium rich environment. Yeah, and I will. While I'm staring into the red light.
Well, don't you have a couple of new test subjects that you could use for this helium rich environment? I suppose if they have a smaller body mass, you would need less concentrated amount of helium to get the same effect as somebody that would be a larger body mass.
Dave, you make an excellent point.
If I can get some bats. And then he says it sounds like his average Friday night.
I will work on that, guys. I'll let you know. Do some independent research. See if I can get some bats. See where they fly.
That's man. What the heck? That Logan is in a
black
hole.
Nice.
Anyway, sorry. Back to the other topic. I apologize.
In black holes, matter can't escape, just like this won't escape all of your smart home devices. So
yeah, I'm interested in this, but also, like, are they trying to create the new standardized thing for, like, we have Wi-Fi has basically a standardized system for all of your devices.
What are we talking
Bluetooth
about?
Bluetooth standardized system. Is this supposed to be a similar type thing where it's like, this is a chip that allows everything to talk to each other better? Or, like, what's their end goal? Because if not everyone adopts it, then it's going to be worthless. But we already have Texas Instruments on board, so we're basically like on the home stretch.
Well,
it's a standard protocol. So if you send a turn my light off to a device that only supports Google's current Google's interface, you could say that to an Alexa and it would turn it off.
So if I get lights that can be controlled by Google, now the Alexa device can control it as well?
Yes, or the Apple device. Like anything that supports Apple's HomeKit, which there are some devices that only support HomeKit at the moment. Once this API or system gets set up, then I could control them with my my Pixel phone and say, hey, Google, do this, or your Texas Instrument, whatever they have, because I don't know if they even have anything.
Calculators.
They do have calculators. If you hold your hand or your finger over the photovoltaic cells, they don't display anything. It makes it very hard to read.
Yeah, you know, I do like this idea because I do think, you know, smart home devices are a little fragmented right now, and it's like if you buy into one system, you have to like research all the other devices that could potentially work with it today.
Yeah.
And if you buy the wrong one, well, sucks to be you. So I like the idea that it could connect to connect them back together.
Yeah, this is useful technology. Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Can't believe you.
How long before? Do they have a guesstimated date before everyone's adopting it?
Project Chip started.
What was the source?
A while ago.
Yeah, and they're saying that the first devices that are compatible with it should kind of start arriving at the end of 2021, with more in 2022. But there are some things out there already. So, like, Philips Hue is releasing a software update. So, it looks like they can push this to existing hardware. It's really just a software thing. So, no new hardware is necessary.
Oh, no. There's an over there.
Project Chip started in 2019 as an open source product to unify all the ecosystems. Project Chip,
Project
open source.
Connected Home over IP, because that's a clever name.
I mean, it is. they
that's a clever name. Well, it is. Chip.
Well, I give it a thumbs up. Why not?
If it works,
it's a pretty cool idea. Work. Or else,
better work.
Or else, I'll give them a thumbs down. I don't know what'll happen then. you know, something that I wouldn't give a thumbs down to though is Signal, who apparently basically faked out the Facebook ad software into showing you how much data Facebook collects about you.
Yeah, this definitely gets a thumbs up.
Yeah, so this is apparently Signal, who are the guys who make Signal. I'm not sure. Is that the company name? I don't even know. but they apparently created a whole bunch of ads and submitted them into using the Facebook ad platform. And they basically, you know, an example of here is it says, you got this ad because you're a, you know, whatever, and you're such and such. And this ad used your location to see you're in whatever location you're in. So it's basically using the Facebook ad data to tell you, hey,
you're a K-pop loving chemical engineer.
Hey, Facebook knows this information about you, and you may not even know it.
With a master's in art history. Also divorced.
Yeah, you got this ad because
you're a Leo and single.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is just absolutely genius. Apparently, though,
there's something kind of similar
saying
to this.
That Facebook,
like,
shut it down pretty
quickly. We're always, like,
so.
Griping at, like, who's the person who's following me?
Says, the ads were rejected, really, and Facebook disabled our ad account. Go figure.
Thumbs down to Facebook.
Thumbs down.
I did announce this episode on Facebook. That post has been taken down.
Wrong cloud. Sorry.
Maybe.
They're listening
they don't
right
care
now.
About us.
Wrong cloud.
They don't care about us and all of our faithful listener.
Our faithful listener.
I mean.
Yes.
Is that your news story?
Oh, man, old man cloud.
Great.
Genius.
Yeah, thumbs down, Facebook. Thumbs up to this company, like, just exposing the stupidity. I love it.
Yeah. Thumbs up for these guys doing what they did. Nice job. Something that wasn't invented by Facebook, though, is if you guys remember a couple weeks ago, we talked about Google implementing a, like, feature into Google Maps or onto Android where it would, if it knew you were walking around, it would tell you, hey, don't look at your phone, dummy. You might trip and fall.
Yeah.
Well, apparently somebody has now one-upped them and created a third eye that you can wear on your forehead.
Yeah, it's attractive.
Very attractive. but apparently this will warn you when you are about to run into an obstacle.
This is fantastic.
I couldn't stop laughing when I watched the video.
I mean, this is exactly what Google should have done with the Android. I mean, use the camera on the back of your phone and give you a warning.
I've added the link to YouTube chat so that our listeners can follow along.
So yeah, I guess if you are somebody who just absolutely does not ever look up when you're walking around from your phone, you can now buy this eye that you can attach to your forehead. Become a, I don't know.
Did you guys watch the video?
That's something.
So when you look down, the eye opens and sees things on the ground and then gives a beeping sound so that you know to look up and not trip over things.
How
so it's just a motion. It's a motion detector with a little beep noise. So you look down, beep, look up. Oh.
What's the point of the wire over your
But she
head?
Was wearing her third eye.
Was it because
long?
It's still in beta?
Maybe.
How long until, like, this could just be embedded into your forehead?
Oh, man.
Those electrodes, they were just drilled into that poor paralyzed person's head in that cartoon a few minutes ago.
Yeah. You mean the beginning of the episode?
How close do you have to be to something for it to register?
And it doesn't register like holes. About 3 feet. It just registers objects. So you can still fall in a manhole with this thing.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point. That would be dangerous.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Third eye.
Just wait until you see news story. A woman wearing third eye falls in a manhole.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Eh, only if you think about it.
Okay, I'll stop doing that.
I give this a thumbs down.
This is total
thumbs down.
This is totally ridiculous.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. It'd be make a great Christmas gift.
Great. I can't wait till I can buy these for like $5 at the dollar store, and then I'll send them to all my friends.
Strap that thing around. It's very funny. I love it.
That's great. That you wouldn't actually need a third eye for is using Zoom.
Using a green screen with a seatbelt? Oh my gosh.
You can use Zoom in a car.
Oh my gosh.
Have meanings?
Make sure that you are discussing.
No, I'm not driving. Wait, let me adjust my phone.
Doesn't know why. I watched this
video. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to do that.
His dash for like 2 seconds and he has to put it back.
Yeah, everyone's
up while
favorite
he's driving,
state
like,
senator
oh
from Ohio,
gosh.
Andrew Brenner, apparently decided to participate in a Zoom call earlier this year, and they were talking about a bill that would create additional penalties for distracted driving. And clearly, this guy is got a he's using one of those.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
This guy is clearly
other gases.
I mean, clearly, they had to have known that this was not like real. I mean, he's like looking around. I mean, he's got the seatbelt across him. Oh yeah, I just sit in my normal desk chair with my seatbelt on. Come on.
Yeah, safety first.
I'm such a klutz in the office.
Oxygen.
I just got done with my
don't breathe too much
office
oxygen
chair races, and I didn't take my seatbelt off.
That's so funny.
Eric wondered if you could get a third eye for the pet bats.
I'll see if that helps include that in my research.
In helium. Yeah.
I'm going to try other gases as well, by the way. This is not going to be just some... Yeah.
How about some hydrogen? Or argon?
Argon.
Or oxygen. I'll try anything. Oxygen-rich environment.
Thumbs down for this guy. You know, pick a different day to do that Zoom trick. Or,
hilarious.
Or get an Uber, sit in the back, and go to your destination. You can just hold your phone then and say, oh yeah, I'm at my house.
Better house.
Yeah, I give this like a thumbs down for...
Hilarious, but thumbs down definitely.
Definitely. Dude, figure out your life, man. Come on. All right.
Funny.
Well, I think we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Perfect.
Nope. Glad you didn't go that way.
My pitch is for Logan to get a better green screen. All right.
It's not really a pitch.
Yes.
No, anybody got a real pitch for Mr. Musk?
So, talking about the different types of oxygen.
Not even joking. At Farmer's Market in New York, there were cans of air from different parts of the country.
Then I started thinking
right next to a stand that had honey from different parts of the country. So it was like honey that was made on rooftops in L.A. I'm like, that probably just tastes like dirt.
Yeah, the air.
And honey that was made on the rooftops of New York. And I'm like, that also probably just tastes like dirt, but saltier.
Canning air from other, like, different places in the world. Like, so you could have... What? It's been done? Like, what if you want to sniff some nice,
I think this
toxic
has been done.
L.A. air? You could just open up a can of L.A. air and remind you of home.
That's all I ever did.
What? Who did that one?
Well, I give it a thumbs up since it's already been created. That's a plus. How many times have we done that?
Remember the days when Pepperidge Farm does?
Brian,
that's
does
all
that
I ever
every
pitch.
Every week.
You know, like electrodes attached to your brain that when you think, it writes for you. Stuff like that. It's not even out there.
I'm trying to figure out, how would you market this? Are you just marketing it as, you know, this air is better than your air, or is it like this air makes you feel special? Does it make you tingle?
You can
it's a nostalgia air.
Welcome to the boys club.
Well,
now
I
you must
follow.
This is 1952 air.
Yes.
Smell my farts.
You could even, yes, you could even like bottle it and then sell like 2020 air. In like 2030 or 2040.
Canned air from historical dates in time.
Told you.
Gotcha.
Bart,
I like that.
What?
All right.
Canned air
we
from
haven't
historical
talked about poop or boots.
Oh,
yet.
I love
sorry.
This idea.
Sorry to disappoint, crew.
So, this is a thumbs up.
So it's like scotch except cans of air. Ooh, it's been aged for 10 years.
Vintage air chilled in a damp
an
basement.
Aged option. Gotcha. That's a 20-year-old one there.
Oh,
that one's been aging for a while.
Ripe.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Sounds
great
good.
Idea.
Oh, that's a dangerous game.
All right. Who else has a pitch for Mr. Musk?
Sure, I'll go. I want Elon to make he's done cars, he's done space, he's done brains.
And tunnels.
I want Elon to make the equivalent of an everlasting gobstopper that actually provides nutrition.
Well,
who
no,
says
wait,
the original
is it providing
did?
Calories?
Like enough nutrition for your daily calories. All you have to
what
do
you talking about, Willis?
Is chew
is it
on
providing
this
calories
or suck on
or
this everlasting gobstopper all day.
Because
voila,
you can get all
you
your vitamins
calories,
you need
and
without
we can,
having
we
eaten
the,
anything
the
and still
crisis.
Be hungry.
And then you can buy, world. Like if you want to target like 1,700 calories, you can buy the 1,700 version. Or if you're doing some
yeah.
intense workouts, you could get like a 4,000 calorie.
You could do super lean, so it's mostly protein.
Offer different calorie options. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go. That makes sense. Do you have to suck on it all day, though? Or, like, is it just I could suck on it for an hour, and then I get everything I need?
Oh, we've had...
If it's, like, all day, I...
I pitched this.
Both.
Size is stealing my pitches. No, sorry.
Both.
I pitched
I like
crunchy
the idea.
Gum.
Thanks. I like ending world hunger too. Elon, if you're out there listening, we know you are because you've already taken our ideas.
I pitched.
Don't say you haven't.
Take this one.
I pitched crunchy gum so you could trick your brain to think that
with
you were
everlasting
with chewing gum.
Full.
With
everlasting gum. Yeah, like I said, I want to know if it's if you I'm pretty sure somebody did pitch this a while ago, but I only am going to give it a thumbs up if I don't have to suck on it all day. Because I'm afraid I'll choke on it at night.
Is a gobstopper gum or is it suck on?
I pitched an everlasting pen.
In my
t-shirt
ideas.
Never have to refill the ink. Minimum 50-year lifespan.
Oh. Never mind then. That was my failed years as an inventor.
Crunchy gum. That sounds disgusting.
Is a gobstopper? Do you suck on the gobstopper?
Helium gum that you can blow a bubble with to float to space. You just suck on it. Filled with oxygen.
Just suck on it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing your gum pitch in here. Lynn.
I don't think you pitched crunchy gum. That does not.
I think you wrote it down sometime and then just never brought it in.
No, helium gum. I think you actually tried to get that patented once. I'm pretty sure.
Great. Consider it never minded.
All right.
I have.
Is the past tense of mind? Mond, this is a great idea.
No.
What is wrong with you?
It could be. I have one. I'd like Elon.
This sounds like a valid hypothesis. What is wrong with you?
Can control with your mind, so you don't have to get out of bed, and you can just get up and glare at it, and it'll give you 15 more minutes, or you can, you know, I don't want to. Why
just
get
think
up
about it?
Yeah, I want to just think about it. I want to lie there and go, ugh, no, and it just stops.
An alarm clock you can shut off with your mind.
Yeah, this sounds like a great idea.
It's really not.
You would never get out of bed. You'd be like, no, nope, snooze.
No.
Before you even have to think, like.
Just 5 more minutes, and it does it. Five more minutes?
I'm going to expand on your idea, Brian, and I think that it should be...
You always expand on my ideas.
It should be an alarm clock. It should be an alarm clock for everybody except for you, so that when their alarms go off and it wakes you up, but it's not for you, you can tell their alarm to shut up.
I would like that, too, because there's someone in our house that sets their alarm whether they're here or not, and then I have to go try and figure out... You know, I swear, I'm going to do a Bill Murray, I'm going to smash it one of these days.
Nice.
I'm going to crush it. Onto the ground and then come out.
Your little hand in mine. Smash.
I guarantee it's going to happen.
I like it.
Anyway.
Thumbs up to that.
Thanks. Next thing you're going to tell me is it actually exists.
Thumbs up. I actually have a real pitch, not a better green screen. So Mr. Musk has perfected, I think, this landing of rockets. So they launch up and they land vertically. I think he should take that idea and apply it to aircraft. And so, you know, there's VTOL aircrafts that take off. They go up and down. And, you know, generally they're pretty crappy because they have to have, like, rotating rotors or something like that. He should take this idea and put his rockets on an airplane and use the rocket to lift the airplane into the air. And then normal engines to make it fly. And then he can use the rockets to land it again vertically.
Hmm. That's a very practical idea, Blaine.
So they already kind of do this with some fighter jets that take off from aircraft carriers.
Yeah, but they're not rockets.
They're not rockets.
Imagine how much faster they could go up into the air if it was a rocket.
Okay. Yes. But are this for commercial airliners?
It doesn't matter.
This is all passengers.
Great.
All passengers.
Okay, everyone, prepare for liftoff.
Yeah. Sign a waiver.
But then think about it. If we're landing it, you're flying hundreds of miles an hour, and then you're like, nope, cut the. You have to put like throw on the back burners to stop yourself right over the landing pad so that you can land down. Yeah, people are going to there's going to be a lot of vomit on this airplane.
But think about how much quicker it would take.
Wait, why
for
are
you
we
to
landing
take off
planes
land.
Like
I mean,
rockets?
You go to the airport, you get on the plane, you're like on the fucking tarmac for hours because you're waiting in line. And it's like you just get on the plane
no
and
line,
just
go, you just go
straight up.
And you know what?
It would significantly reduce the size of airports.
What now?
And then you get right there, and it just plops you right at the
number of
right there.
There's 10, no 15 landing ways. Pads out there is all you need.
You wouldn't even need a taxiway anymore.
I'm going to give this a thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs up.
I'm pitching that again.
In spite of the vomit, I give it a thumbs up.
Why not?
Because of the pitch, Logan. Are you not paying attention?
Yeah.
He just are you went through even all the details. Here?
Come on. All right.
Wait, what did I pitch?
Do you actually have a pitch, Logan?
Or are you going to pull a mat?
Eight.
Do you have a potion? Pinch?
Yes!
Logan, you pitched a while ago a plane that people can smoke on. Smokers on the left, non-smokers on the right, has windows that can be opened.
I pitched virtual 3D.
Now that was a real pitch.
Put virtual first
while you're
class
on the plane.
That's right.
And you get virtual first class.
Does it come
Logan
with virtual?
Logan pitched a great
room?
White shark combat.
It comes with virtual everything first class.
What did they pitch?
Virtual blanket.
This is a great segment.
Virtual,
what did Logan pitch in the past?
Alcohol, the whole thing.
Logan, you pitched a great white shark combat drone that could be used in Space Force.
I don't even remember that.
Logan pitched continuing Google's euphonia improved speech for people with impediments is an app.
I think you gave yourself
global warming
an impediment just saying that.
I did.
Did I pitch a device that makes toast? Would you check that, Silas? Did I check
it? Blaine pitched the perfect toaster so that it always cooks the perfect toast.
I knew somebody pitched toast. I knew that.
Let's see.
I think I did pitch a
giant ice maker machine. In each pole, pours out ice cubes to compact global warming. God.
I have a real pitch. This is a real thing Elon Musk should come up with already.
Brian, wireless charging for pacemakers. Great. Brian, don't rap again. A bunch of
that was my pitch.
Pass. Oh, Brian, just pass it and it goes all over the place.
Oh, all right. Logan, do you actually have a pitch?
We had some
or
good ideas. What is Elon doing?
Titled an episode Ebola Rocket Car Cures Sprint Merger.
I have a pitch for Elon. He should design an app that reviews everything you are doing on your phone. Reports to no one, but reviews everything
you're
doing.
Maybe he has already.
Brian pitched headset
not report,
for
sorry,
auto
just
feeding 12-inch
like,
long
it.
Dill pickles to me. Delicious. Yeah, Elon.
No. So
you're passing on so many good ideas, Elon.
Right, but what it does is it watches everything you're doing, and when you're about to do something that may, I don't know, crash the crypto market or the stock market or negatively affect other people's profits in any way.
Okay.
It says, wait, stop. Don't be an idiot. Don't do that.
That logs everything.
I think that would be a really great app to have on your phone.
Not everything,
well, his phone
though.
Specifically. But he should design the app.
But doesn't report it to anyone. Except your wife.
People can log in and see what you were doing on your phone. I want to subscribe to
you know no, he doesn't need to delete Twitter.
Logan?
I think recording everything you do on your phone is not a bad idea, and I think I'm going to wear that third eye next time I drive and text.
Oh, you mean like send out a tweet that just says Doge? Maybe an app that would prevent him from doing that?
That would just be... Wouldn't that just be delete Twitter?
Thanks to today's sponsor, Curiously Strong Altoids.
And if you want to hear about the bear that is in prison, you'll have to subscribe to our Patreon club.
Yes.
There you go. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. We thank everybody for listening, and especially those who stick with us live. We do record this live Tuesday nights on YouTube, and if you, for some reason, liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org or search for us on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at RealCouncilCast, unless you're Elon Musk. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.